Commentator Peter Edelman is not happy with President Bush's proposed changes to the welfare law. Edelman, a Georgetown University law professor, served in the Department of Health and Human Services in the Clinton administration. Edelman says conditions may get worse for welfare recipients.
The world has changed in Washington since the welfare law expired last year. Large deficits are back and getting larger. More tax cuts for the rich are proposed. And a looming war diverts attention. Not a good recipe for helping the least well off. And there's more. Unemployment is still going up, and so are the welfare rolls. Poverty is up, too. The amount of money set aside for welfare in 1996 hasn't changed, and now, with inflation, is worth 11% less than it was then. The welfare rolls have been cut in half, to be sure, but the point should be to get people out of poverty, not just off of welfare. This costs money. The promise of welfare reform was that if people went to work, they would get help with child care and Medicaid and other work supports. There were many places where the promise wasn't kept, and in the current fiscal crisis, states are reneging on the deal right and left. And time limits, a looming issue from the outset, are hitting in more and more states, disqualifying families at the worst possible time, right in the middle of a recession. Especially in a recession, we should be increasing the funding for people who are down on their luck. President Bush doesn't think so. He proposes to force nearly three-quarters of current recipients into costly make-work programs. As a result, states will have to give up the very initiatives that have helped move people into real jobs. More flexibility for recipients to go to college? Not allowed. More flexibility to help legal immigrants who are still struggling? Not available. More help to continue health coverage for low-wage workers coming off welfare? Not. More attention to child well-being by reforming child support rules? Who are we kidding? The president will get what he wants from the House of Representatives. He did last year, and he will again. The big question is the Senate. Last year, three Republicans on the Finance Committee joined the Democrats and the now-independent Senator Jeffords in a sensible bill that would recognize and support the strides some states have taken to reform welfare. The votes are still there to get a bill like that through the Senate. For this to happen, though, the moderates in both parties who see the flaws in President Bush's approach need to speak up. We need to fulfill the flawed promise of welfare reform, not make things worse.
Peter Edelman is a law professor at Georgetown University.